Hello and welcome to CITR coverage of the Alma Mater Society elections. Over the next 3 days, we'll be looking at the five executive positions which are up for grabs and voted in by students. The positions are Coordinator of External Affairs, Director of Administration, Director of Finance, Vice President, and President. And the two positions we'll be looking at today are Director of Administration and Director of Finance. There are two candidates for the position of Director of Administration. They are Julie Memory and Roma Gopal Singh.
Hi, my name is Julie Memory. I'm running for Director of Administration in the upcoming AMS elections. The reason I'm running for this position is because I feel that I have developed the skills and qualities necessary to do a good job. I have been involved in the Science Undergrad Society for 3 years. 2 years as club and year rep, and 1 year as first vice president, and I have proven myself to be dependable, honest, and hardworking. I have also spent time on the AMS Council and in many AMS committees, such as selections, hiring, and the advisory committee to the president regarding the draft mission statement. I know how the system works. I don't make promises that I can't keep. If elected, my priorities will be to make SAC more user-friendly. I honestly believe that many clubs and societies find working with SAC very, very difficult. I have several ideas on how these difficulties can be lessened. I also intend to research club space alternatives. Whether this means another look at RecFac or on expanding the sub or other alternatives, I believe that something must be done to alleviate the pressure for space in the sub. Students should not have to eat their lunch sitting on the floors of hallways because there's nowhere else to go. Thirdly, it will be my priority to ensure that students continue to be fairly represented in the management of the Aquatic Center. My other concerns include tuition fees, student housing, better lighting on campus for greater security, first-year students program, the Pitt Pub expansion, and also the lease of sub, which is up in 1999. If you vote for me, I promise to represent your opinion on council and not the opinion of myself. I promise to go out and find out what you think before I make any decisions. So remember to vote for me, Julie Memory.
My name is Roma Gopal Singh, and I'm running for Director of Administration. I've already had 1.5 years of an AMS administrative experience, which includes dealing with security, bookings, maintenance of sub, and dealing with clubs. And one of my duties this year was coordinating clubs days. Presently, I'm basically, my position is assistant to the Director of Administration, so I know basically what the D of A does, and for me, in my mind, the logical next step would be to advance to the position of D of A. I feel that experience is really necessary for this job because it's a big job dealing with everyone in sub, and it's difficult, I would think, just to walk into. As Director of Administration, I'd really like to increase communication with clubs because the students are, of course, our best resource on campus. And I think it's important to make people aware of the rules in governing sub so that we don't run into problems later on. A couple of the things I'd like to do are to see through the expansion of the Pitt Pub and to implement a recycling program within sub and complete disabled access of sub. And I'd like to enlist the help of clubs to with regard to the recycling project. And I'd just like to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Thank you very much.
Those were the two candidates for the position of Director of Administration. The second position we'll be looking at today is that of Director of Finance. And there are three candidates, being Ken Armstrong, Robert Lang, and John Lipscomb.
Hi there, I'm Ken Armstrong. I'm a third-year political science student and treasurer of the Arts Undergraduate Society, and I'm running for Director of Finance. There are three planks in my campaign platform. The first plank is student bursaries. With the excessive tuition increases this administration continuously handles students, I think it's important for the AMS to do something concrete to counter them. Clearly telling the administration we don't want tuition increases is not working, so what we have to do is increase the availability of AMS student bursaries. There's already some there allocated for in the budget. I think it's important that we increase that amount. The second platform is student participation. A lot of people these days are talking student participation, but it's something I've believed in since I was in high school. If the executive is elected from the students and by the students and is responsible to the students, it has to be accessible to the students. After all, that's what accountability is all about. The third plank in my platform is that of the finances, the state of finances right now. Currently, we're in a bit of a mess. As you are aware, there was a bit of money borrowed by a past director of finance. We have to institute changes to ensure that this can't happen again. I feel I have the integrity and determination to ensure those changes will be successfully implemented. I know you can trust me, but that doesn't mean you can't trust the people who follow me. So we have to make changes so that you can. Finally, I just want to remind you to vote next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. As voting is the most important part of student participation, and that's where it all starts.
Dear UBC student, my name is John Lipscomb. I'm running for AMS Director of Finance. I'm an environmentalist and an MBA Master of Business Administration student. I'm a coordinator for and the treasurer of the Student Environment Center. I have 2 other years of treasurer experience. I have a master's and a bachelor's degree in computer science. I know my numbers. I'm open and trustworthy. I want to return to each of you the $30 from the aborted rec vac. I want to publish a complete list of AMS perks and benefits. That is, I want to itemize the beer, the pizza, the sub-movies, the summer jobs, the honoraria, and the trip to Whistler that the AMS executive get so that everyone knows what's going on. I want to introduce numerous environmental measures such as student accessible recycling and sub and price discounts for people who bring their own cup. I want free city-wide bus service for all UBC students. I will negotiate with BC Transit to determine an annual lump sum payment that the AMS could pay so that student cards would double as bus passes. There would be a referendum to approve the necessary increase in student fees, so if you didn't like the deal, it wouldn't happen. This idea is feasible. They do it at Queen's University. Our governments are not taking sufficient steps to tax gasoline to combat pollution. Therefore, we must create direct incentives to ride the bus. I want more and perhaps cheaper movies at the sub-auditorium, including matinees. If we use existing facilities more, we reduce urban sprawl. I want an expanded liquor license for the pit once the renovations are complete. I don't want university area residents to have to drive off campus to drink, both for drunk driving and environmental reasons. I want to introduce a student fee opt-out system whereby you could seek reimbursement for objectionable AMS expenditures. Thanks for listening to me. I'm John Lipscomb.
Hello, my name is Robert Lang, and I am in the third year of electrical engineering. I am running for director of finance. I am not motivated to do this by political ambition, nor by the lure of resume filler. I am, however, motivated by disgust with the inefficiency and lack of clear thinking demonstrated by the student council lately. The AMS has some serious problems. Some think it should be dissolved. I disagree. The Alma Mater Society is still very relevant as the focal point of student activity at UBC. I believe that I am the person who can provide the strong decision-making needed in order to put it back on track. I attended the presentation of the audit and have carefully reviewed the written report with Mark Brown, the interim finance director. It is frightening to discover that a concept as rudimentary as conflict of interest has never been fully addressed by the AMS. This must change. Also, I believe that the Office of Director of Finance should be a non-political position. I see this not as an election, but as a job interview, because the AMS cannot afford not to be run as a company. I can bring to the Office of the Director of Finance competence, conscientiousness, and a strong sense of professional ethics. If you, as a member of the AMS, want to stop the decay of the AMS, vote for Robert Lang, Director of Finance.
And those were the three candidates for the position of Director of Finance, and earlier on the position of Director of Administration. Tomorrow on CITR News, we'll look at the Coordinator of External Affairs position, and on Friday, it's the Presidential and Vice Presidential Executive positions. A reminder that voting takes place this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's January 29th, 30th, and 31st. The polls are open from 10 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And there are evening polls, but only on Monday and Tuesday. And that's from 5 until 7 p.m. Voting takes place in a number of buildings on campus. And you are reminded to bring your student card when you come to vote. For CITR News, I'm Stefan Ellis. Hello and welcome to part 2 of our Alma Mater Society elections coverage. Yesterday, we looked at the candidates for the positions of Director of Administration and Director of Finance, and today we'll hear from the candidates running for Coordinator of External Affairs. There are 4 candidates who are contending for the position: Hai V. Lei, Kelly Grayshook, Jason Brett, and Susan Morley. High declined the opportunity to speak.
Hi, my name is Kelly Grayshook, and I'm running for Coordinator of External Affairs. I'd just like to take a moment of your time and introduce myself and the subjects and topics that will be of most concern to me should I be elected Coordinator of External Affairs. I've been with the AMS now for 4 years since first coming to UBC in 1986. I began with the First Year Students Committee, then moved on to the UBC Dance Club, the Student Administrative Commission for the last 2 years, and in my part-time I've been a publications representative for the First Year Student Programs. This experience has helped me gain an understanding of the AMS, both its structure and its function, as well as its interaction with the university community and the rest of the province. It is that experience that I would call upon to complete the duties as outlined in code and bylaws for the Coordinator of External Affairs. Along with serving as a liaison between the Student Council and you students with the federal and provincial governments, there are certain projects that I would put special concern to. Among them is campus safety for both sexes, men and women. In order to accomplish this safety, I would initiate programs that would increase campus lighting as well as provide a shuttle service between UBC and the residences and B lots during the evenings. Another one of my concerns is the lack of participation by the students in our athletic programs here at UBC. This includes both our varsity sports and our intramural programs. Hopefully the AMS could find a way to involve more students in the games by halftime activities, etc. This is something that I'll be looking into. Along with those programs, I'm, as a student, very interested in affordable education. I will work with the student government to ensure that tuition is only increased when necessary, and if the students desire a tuition freeze, then that is what I'll speak for. Also, I'm looking forward to working on projects to increase affordable student housing. This is something that is a big concern of mine. Most of all, though, with the certain discrepancies that we've had with the AMS, I think it's important that you students get out and vote. I hope to see many of you out there on January 29th, 30th, and 31st. And if my goals are the type that you would like to see implemented, then please give me your support. That's Kelly Grayshook for Coordinator of External Affairs. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Jason Brett, and I'm running for AMS Coordinator of External Affairs. Students have been coming to UBC for 75 years now. And every year they have faced the same questions. How do I pay for school? Where will I live? How will I get to school? What courses should I take? This year we have more questions. How do I get around campus safely? How do I find a parking place? And how do I feel at home in a place where I feel harassed or discriminated against? If we don't act soon, we will also be asking things like, gee, where did the forest go? Where did the drinking water go? Where did the ozone go? There are no easy answers to these questions. In fact, for some of them, we may never find an answer. But I feel that the things I intend to do as AMS Coordinator of External Affairs may make it easier for you to find some personal answers. I will work to minimize increases in tuition, residence, and other fees. I will work for the creation of affordable housing on and off campus. I will either convince the administration to release the results of the prof evaluations we fill out each term, or create our own evaluations, similar to science's black and blue, so we can choose our profs more intelligently. I will work for more lighting and better shuttle service, perhaps even a shuttle service from the pit to the residences at about 1 in the morning. I will work for better bicycle paths, and I will work for more carpooling. That's a lot of work, but I can handle it. In the past year, as chair of the Canadian Engineering Competition, I have brought a $25,000 loser in on budget, without sacrificing quality, and at the same time created a new environmental award. I have begun to implement a recycling program in the Applied Sciences Dean's Office, organized activities in residence. The list goes on. Please vote next week, and when you do, remember Jason Brett will work for you.
Hello, my name is Susan Morley, and I am one of your candidates for the position of Coordinator of External Affairs in the upcoming AMS executive elections. I would like to take this opportunity to familiarize you with issues I consider to be in need of immediate attention on campus. First, the issue of tuition fees. They are too high for the quality of education we are receiving here at UBC. Students are often unable to enroll in those courses they desire, and many classes are stretched to the limit in size. It is my wish to pressure the administration to freeze tuition fees at the present level. I would like as well to encourage
that an emphasis be put on undergraduate programs before UBC loses an elemental body of students. Next is the issue of equality for all students at the UBC. I would like to see a committee for the prevention of and investigation into sexual and racial discrimination and harassment on campus. I was most appalled to discover that during the fall term, approximately 10 sexual assaults occurred each month right here on the UBC campus. I'm alarmed by this news and appalled by the and applaud the proposed Center for Prevention of Violence on Campus. I think, however, it is also necessary to inform students of these assaults and keep them aware and educated about this problem. Finally, the lack of student housing on and around the UBC campus is an issue in need of attention now. It is my proposal to assert constant pressure on the administration to allow for an increase in funding for the building of student housing. Point Grey has little available rental accommodation, particularly affordable rental accommodation. The UBC administration should be spending more money and effort on the concept of student housing. Instead, precious UBC land is being used to build luxury accommodations, for example, the Hampton Place project at 16th and Westbrook Mall. If any of these valuable and beautiful forests are to be destroyed, the destruction should be for student use and student housing, not for high-priced, wealth-oriented condominiums and high-rises. Thank you for taking the time to listen and acquaint yourself with my platform. Again, this is Susan Morley, and I am one of the nominees for the position of Coordinator of External Affairs. Please remember to vote in the election on January 29th, 30th, and 31st.
And those were the candidates for the AMS position of Coordinator of External Affairs. And that concludes the second part of our three-part series, a look at the AMS executive elections. A reminder that voting takes place this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. And there are evening polls from 5 till 7 p.m. on Monday and Tuesday nights only. Voting takes place in most major buildings on campus, and you are reminded to bring your student card with you to the polling booth. For CITR News, I'm Stefan Ellis. Hello and welcome to part three of our Alma Mater Society elections coverage. Over the past 2 days, we've looked at the positions of Director of Administration, Director of Finance, and Coordinator of External Affairs. Today, we'll hear from the Vice Presidential and Presidential candidates, the two remaining positions. There are three candidates for Vice President: Robin Mühlebach, Neville Hamilton, and Johanna Wicke.
Hello, my name is Robin Mühlebach. I'm a third-year art student majoring in economics and geography. I'm running for the Vice President of the AMS. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This was proven when Kottmeyer stole money from the coffers of the AMS. It also has shown that the AMS is prone to corruption just like any other government. I am the only candidate from outside the AMS establishment. I have not been on any committees, councils, or other such organizations. My only administrative experience has been as president of Fraser Valley College in Abbotsford. So when you vote for me, you know you don't vote for the oligarchy presently running the show at UBC. Not only will I want to stamp out corruption, money laundering, and other acts of the like, I will try to bring the AMS down to an acceptable level, one that does not attempt to go beyond its mandate by being a big corporation funded by students. To do this, I propose the following measures. I would like to see all AMS enterprises sold off to the private sector, and hence private enterprise would be encouraged that would create a competitive environment in student services. That way lineups and the like would be avoided and quality would be highly increased. I would also like to protect freedom of expression on campus. And that includes keeping Lady Godiva riding. I would like to make the AMS fee voluntary. A lot of students don't agree with what the AMS is doing and really don't care about the AMS whatsoever. So these students should not be forced to pay $30 every year to keep the AMS alive. And lastly, I would like to lobby the government to legalize secondary suites. I believe that the housing shortage is a product of restrictive zoning, rent controls, and other restrictions imposed by government. So before we spend money on student housing, let's get to the real root of the problem. Finally, I believe the less the AMS governs, the better it governs. Vote against corruption, vote Robin Mühlebach for Vice President of the AMS.
Hi, my name is Neville Hamilton, and I am running for the position of Vice President of the AMS. I'll just encapsulate a few of my objectives for you in the upcoming year, if I am elected, that is. Number one, I'd like to see a lot more control over student government accounts. I'd also like to see statements of all AMS expenses readily available for the Society's members. Number two, I'd like to see a campus bus service set up, particularly for the social functions held in the sub-building until late hours on the Saturdays and Fridays. Presently, all we have is a shuttle bus leaving the main library at 10:30 at night, and this is not nearly what we need. For the people that are leaving the sub-building approximately 1 in the morning, there's no way for them to get home safely unless they have quite a number of friends to direct them to their residences. Third point is recycling. This is actually quite a large issue here, because with a population of approximately 30,000 people, you can imagine the amount of paper as well as tin and glass that will go through here per day. I'd like to see an implementation of the Class A and B newsprint. That would be papers that are once read, as well as overprinting of papers, computer printout, in addition to the glass and tin. Not only would this provide environmentally be a responsible way for the UBC to act, but also the fact that using conservative estimates, we could project approximately $100,000 per year for the university through the implementation of recycling in the paper. This could be used to offset all AMS fees, partial AMS fees, or if the society directs us so, to be used for bursaries or scholarships. That's about it. My final point is just to get everyone out there to come out and vote, read about the issues, and please make your vote so we can have an executive, AMS executive next year that is representative of all the AMS rather than a select few of students. Thanks.
Hi, UCITR listeners. This is Joanna Wiki speaking, and I'm running for our AMS Vice President. First of all, I've been President of Arts for the past year, and I've also sat on Student Council for a year and a half. And in that time, I think I've gotten a really good idea of what students need in their government and what they don't need. I have that experience, and I want to use it to the best of my ability. Now, I know a lot of people are upset about the audit, and I don't think it's the best thing that could have happened, but we learned a lot from it. And one thing that we learned is you cannot gag student council representatives. They cannot get the proper input from students in terms of what they want to see done, and in future, I will do everything that I can to make sure that won't happen again. Right now, the AMS needs to get unified, and we need to get back to basics to help students in terms of tuition, in terms of housing. There's so many things on the agenda that just aren't being addressed right now. For instance, SFU has a tuition fee increase on the table of 6%, and they're out there protesting. They just had a sit-in. And what has the AMS done in terms of responding to our 4.8% increase? As of yet, practically nothing. And I'd really, really like to see us take a stronger voice. Overall, our fees just keep on going up and up, and we're just not addressing that anymore. And another thing that I want to mention while I'm here is I really hope that everybody can take the time, 5 minutes, if that, to read the UBC, to go to the voter stations and to vote. Right now we have about 5% of the students at UBC dictating what the student government will be comprised of for the next year. And that's really sad, and I'd like to see at least 20 to 25% of you out there. So if you've got that 5 minutes, I think it'll be well worth it in the long run. Housing, tuition, like I said, all those are important. I'm also a firm believer in recycling, not just in the sub, but all over campus. We have to start pressuring the administration. And one of my firm priorities and goals is to get the money from Hampton Place into student housing. We need 2,000 units now, not tomorrow. So thanks very much for your time, and thanks very much to CITR for giving me the time. And I hope that you'll be out there on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Bye-bye.
And those were the three candidates running for the position of Vice President, and now the position of President. The three candidates are R.J. Morehouse, Kurt Preinsberg, and Andrew Hicks.
Hi there, I'm R.J. Morehouse. I'm one of the three candidates who's running for the presidency of the AMS. The biggest issue that we as a university and as a students' council have to tackle in the next 12 months is to put some trust back into the organization. What with everything that's happened with the audit and with the Carl Kottmeyer affair, people no longer trust the AMS. My first priority as an AMS president would be to put the trust back in the organization. We have to do that by ending the beer and pizza accounts that have been used in the past, We have to stop the catered council meetings and get rid of many of the perks right now that people are able to abuse. Something else that I would propose, if I were to get elected, is that we'd have a person running for only one term of office. There would be no re-election. When people get re-elected, they get too comfortable with the system. When people get too comfortable with the system, that's when they start to abuse it. My agenda for the next 12 months is quite clear. The first thing I would do when I get into office would be to return the $30 that you paid at the start of the year for the Students Recreation Center. Since it's not being built, we have a moral obligation to return it to the students. And that has to be done before the end of April this year. That way, those people who paid the money can get their money back. Something else that is quite important to a number of students on campus is the hours of the Pit Pub. The Pit Pub right now is only open until 1 a.m., but if you choose to drink on campus, you're being punished, because if you go down to Graceland or Amnesia, they're open till 2. So what we have to do is change the license of the Pit Pub so they can stay open to 2, so that people can drink on campus rather than have to go drinking and driving and head downtown for that last extra hour. We also have to look at constructing daycare facilities for students with young families. The money's there right now for such a project, but there's not been enough political will before now to see this thing through. So when you go to the polls, I want to make sure that you remember these three issues: trust, credibility, and effectiveness. That's what's most important over the next 12 months. And when you go to vote, make sure you're taking care of business, not only for yourself, but for the Alma Mater Society. Vote your conscience. Vote what you think is the best thing for the university. Now, once again, I want to let you know, my name is R.J. Morehouse, and I want to be your next AMS president.
Hello, my name is Andrew Hicks, and I'm running for the position of AMS president in the upcoming AMS executive elections. I believe to be an effective AMS president requires experience, energy, and commitment. This experience should be wide-ranging, from being a club member to an AMS executive member to sitting on a variety of AMS and university committees. These experiences provide a rounded view of UBC and its structure. Over the next year, we need to reevaluate the direction of the AMS in the 1990s. What services should we be providing to students, to clubs, and to the community? I believe more student involvement in the policy decisions made by the board, registrar, and financial offices will help to avoid the problems faced by students each year. Further, UBC needs to develop a sensitivity to student concerns such as campus safety, student housing, study areas, and disabled access. We have some of the top intramural and athletic programs in Canada, and yet the budgets and space availability is some of the lowest in Canada. I think we will have to take a look at that as well. I'm currently working with UBC to amend the GST legislation to ensure that students aren't taxed on books, club and intramural fees, and B-lot parking. These experiences are wide-ranging, and this is what I'm talking about as a well-rounded president. This year will bring many challenges for students and the university. I will be a strong voice for student concerns. I encourage you to come out and vote next week, and I hope you'll come out and vote for me, Andrew Hicks, for AMS president. Thank you for your time.
Fellow students of UBC, my name is Kurt Breinsberg. I'm running for AMS president because there's work to be done to strengthen and unite our student society after a lot of turmoil this year. I've always been absolutely honest with students. If elected, I will ensure AMS integrity and accountability. Under my leadership, there will be no beer and pizza. The AMS will place firm emphasis on the needs and rights of students, the right to an affordable education, the right to student housing, and the right to quality teaching. My first steps as president will include a public debate with President Strangway on vital student issues. A debate which he has declared himself willing to participate in, and a feasibility study of AMS-initiated student housing. It's time that the AMS itself provided housing for students. I share environmentalist ideals, and I will insist on greater university democracy and non-discriminatory policies. I'm a firm believer in the goal of full social equality between men and women. As a contribution to a better understanding between the sexes, I would like to establish male-female communication groups at UBC to raise mutual awareness of grievances and alienation. I stand for education, not coercion. Those who believe that a change of heart can be brought about through coercion should wake up from their dreams. I have a clear message: a university striving to be second to none cannot treat students as second-class citizens. The rights and needs of students must come first. If you agree, please support Kurt Breinsberg for AMS president. Thank you.
And those were the candidates for the Alma Mater Society position of president, and earlier the candidates for vice president. And that concludes our look at the AMS executive elections. Voting takes place this coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10:30 until 2 o'clock. And there are evening polls from 5 until 7 o'clock, but only on Monday and Tuesday evenings. Voting takes place in most major buildings on campus, and you're reminded to bring your student card with you to the polling booth. For CITR News, I'm Stefan Ellis.